are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, let's see. Welcome back to our number two of Toward Anarchy, right here, as always, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to share the link, support the network. Your support of the network will support the show. It'll keep the show on. Just think of it that way. But, of course, you can always go to towardanarchy.com, and you can follow right along, and you can click on my partner, the EMP Shield, and if you were to buy one of their products, it would kick a little something towards the show, a little win-win for the both of us. But more importantly, you can actually just follow along with what I've been talking about here. And I try not to be lax in presenting it because I have so much to do, though. Sometimes it gets missed and I don't necessarily mention everything that I should. But towardanarchy.com, you click on today's date, it takes you right to a little page that I create every day for the show to just share some of the links and some of the things that I found interesting throughout the week. Ryan Butler is my guest, and we're talking about Star Wars and Kit Finders, and Kit Finders is his group. The link is up there. It's the place where he helps other people and a number of people all around the world help each other find and deal with problems of finding these very expensive at times and very intricate and sometimes very controversial costumes for participation in Star Wars cosplay and doing events and things. And we'll continue talking with Ryan about that in just a second. But his link is up there, the link to his page. You can go and support and you can get involved and follow along and just see the kinds of things that they talk about and what they're doing. And it's just another one of these places where you find real people doing the thing that they enjoy, and they should not be begrudged for doing it, whether it's cosplay or watching the football game, or whether it's playing video games, or you know, whatever it is. I don't think that we as voluntarists, as anarchists, as libertarians should be dictating to other people what we feel they should do with their time or what is a good use of their time. We shouldn't even be considering it. That's the reality of that. TowardAnarchy.com, click on today's date. You get to Ryan's Star Wars Kit Finders group. Also, there's a story up there about the OK symbol. OK, your fingers and a little O with the there are people that talk about these things all over the place. OK being 666, being a symbol of the number of the beast and of Illuminati groups and things like that. But now it's become an official hate symbol, according to the ADL, I think it was. That story is up there. And then there's a follow-up to that about all particularly of the left. Of course, this is a leftist ideology of a hand symbol being immediately associated with as a hate symbol, even before it was. It's an interesting story. You have to read it. But how many of these politicians, that's funny if you only knew, politicians regularly, particularly on the left, use the OK symbol, and it's just another sign of this ridiculous PC culture that we've slipped into. It is funny, isn't it? Law professor says never talk to the cops. This link is up there. Don't even plead the fifth, and there's some logic behind that. You have to read that. We may talk about it after Ryan leaves us. Some other things that I may talk about. We'll see. Climate trolls and the historical use of children by political groups to sow fear and create division. Well, I just talked about it, didn't I? The Emmys, they sucked the last week, according to some people. I wouldn't know. I didn't watch it. But the reason they said it sucked is because it didn't have shows that they wanted to see, supposedly. I found most of my friends quite content to be used as tax material, even though the sums of money taken from them were employed against their own beliefs and interests. they had lived so long under the system of using others and then in their turn being used by them that they were like hypnotized subjects and all looked on this subjecting and using of each other as a part of the necessary and even providential order of things. The great machine had taken possession of their souls. Oberon Herbert. My guest with me today is Ryan Butler. And just before we went into the break, we're talking about Star Wars cosplay in particular. And he had mentioned the charity work and things that they do. And of course, that brought on mentioning the 501st and the fact they work with cancer research at Children's Hospital and all of these great charities, depending on which version of it, which group of it there are. And it's awesome that you could participate in something like that. And the reason I bring Ryan here to talk about it is because it interests me, and it's always been something I've wanted to know more about. And that's why I find myself following the group, of course. And so it begs the question. It's a good thing. It's a fun thing. It's great for the individual and their mentality and to be able to participate in the things that enjoy and make them happy and get them from every minute of every day. But also, the of course, the participation in charity that goes along with it. So let's assume there's good in it. How much does it cost me to buy like that? You listed it earlier today, I think, in the Kit Finders page. It was uniforms of a snow trooper,
correct?
And then a bike trooper. And of course, the bike trooper was always my favorite. I mean, realistically, something that looked so amazing like those did. What's it cost to get involved in something like that?
Well, that's a question that doesn't have a simple answer.
Sure.
So your basic kits, they can start anywhere between, and it depends on what you're trying. So, and Kit Finders is not affiliated with any particular group. So whether it's the 501st or the 404th or the Rebel Legion, the Mando Mercs, we're kind of just the representation for the consumer. We're not necessarily directly affiliated with the groups. Anyway,
nice.
On that note, some of these kits, for basic entry level into something like the 501st, you can get what's called a bridge crew, and that might run you about $500 between the boots, the flight suit, and the hat. Now, one of the kits I've built, and this is, again, it's all dependent on what you want to do with it.
Right.
I built a kit that was about $3,000 once it was completed, somewhere in that ballpark.
Wow.
But to get started in something like this for screen accuracy, of course, if you're doing something that's not screen accurate, that changes the price considerably.
Sure.
But when we're talking screen accurate, I think the base price you want to set aside would be about $500. And then depending on what you're building, I know the Wookiee, for instance, can go all the way up to $10,000 for a build. Same with Vader, between $6,000 and $10,000. So it's really dependent on how many bells and whistles you want to put on the thing. Of course, there's other vendors that specialize in cooling fans and amplifier systems and a whole bunch of awesome, cool features you can add to your kits as well. So it's just really dependent on what the person that's interested in building is willing to spend on it. But, yeah, I would at least start in the ballpark of $500 before you get serious about doing it.
And we're just talking about actual, quote-unquote, sort of professional buy-it kits where you don't have to worry about the accuracy. Some professional who makes money doing this has already fit it and made sure that it fits where you're going and where you say you want to participate, as opposed to going out and creating your own thing, which obviously that's going to presumably, if you're a creative individual and can manage a sewing machine, you could probably save yourself a lot of money, especially what you're talking about, what you just mentioned, entry level, a bridge person. You're talking about a guy in a sewable uniform as opposed to a moldable or a printable sort of plastic. Plastic, right?
Right. Yeah. And when it comes to soft goods, most of those, for instance, the TK boots, stormtrooper boots, flight suits, even some of the female costumes, for instance, like Padme, she has quite a few outfits. There are people out there that specialize in doing that. And so you order it and it's already good to go. Now, as far as the armor, the vacuum form plastic, the ABS that they use, those come in raw form. So they are molded, but you still have to do the trimming, the cutting, and then fit it to yourself. So there is a big degree to where the consumer is involved in actually tailoring that armor to fit them.
That's the standard. So you're really supposed to build it like a model. You don't necessarily buy a finished product per se.
No. Now they do have some vendors out there that will, for a markup, they will complete the kit for you, whether it's paint details or tailoring it to fit you. But most people that do this, they prefer to build the kits themselves. That way they can fit it to their exact height and weight. And that's something that, again, goes to screen accuracy.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, yeah. And I'm a hands-on person, so I wouldn't even give any consideration to that being the norm. I would expect that. That's, you know, I would think that most people were out there trying. But I guess that stands to reason. I mean, it seems to be that type of crowd that wants to. The people that I've met that participated, I've known a few people over the years in different various cosplay, and it was as much about creating that costume and trying to be, you know, sort of as accurate and adding the things like the voice, just some way to change the voice or to play audio of recorded voice through your costume, things like that.
Right. Yeah.
Much too fun. It's not for everyone.
It's a certain level of dedication, and I would say at times insanity. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun, and it always does go towards a good cause. So that's the important thing.
Let's talk about this. Okay, so we've talked about all the fact that, I mean, there obviously is this positive aspect to the whole process from beginning to end. Talk about some of the negative. I mean, some of the things that people are talking about as far as the social aspects going to convention, objectification of women, some of these topics that are popping up all across the board because of this PC culture that we mentioned earlier in the show. Speak to that a little bit and how it plays within the dynamic of the various groups, as well as I'd also like to hear about the copyright issue and some of the things that are coming up, you know, with Disney now owning the property and some things that they've clamped down on. So jump into any of that.
Right. So I think I live in a bit of a bubble here, because I don't have a lot of negativity that goes into cosplay or going to comic conventions. I mean, there have been topics over the years, but nothing really that stands out to me. But as far as copyright goes, that's something I can talk about. So a lot of these groups, they do work with, so the big three definitely work hand in hand with Disney, and there are certain guidelines in place in which they have to do. Obviously, the vendors know as well that their work has to go to charity. This isn't a profit thing. This is more of a goodwill thing. So if you're a vendor, it's expected by Disney that you're doing this for charity, and same with costuming. So you're not doing this to go to birthday parties. You're not doing this to go to, I don't know, a club or a sporting event to make personal profit. Now, if a group of people within one of the clubs wants to go to a sporting event, of course that's fine, but it's for charity. There is no profit involved. And that's one of the big guidelines on Disney, because this has been going on now for about 20 years, I'd say, the costuming itself. Professional costuming in the Star Wars community, and they have already set agreements with Disney that allows them to do this, but only under the conditions that they're not making a profit. And
okay,
I think that's
the important I didn't realize that it was about a profit thing, that as long as that it was ultimately charity driven, they kind of have a carte blanche to produce whatever they like. Huh?
To a degree, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get into the minutiae. It would be, I'm sure for anyone who's not doing it, it would be sort of boring. I just, it's interesting to see how it evolves from, as someone who hasn't at all been in it, but has seen it from the outside and has always taken an interest in it. to watch it evolve, all of this stuff evolve again through this sort of professional to amateur as technology increases, as reach increases. It's literally the same thing we were just talking about with photography in terms of the costuming and the growth in the agreements between people who would produce high quality, expensive pieces of material that with the people who own those licenses.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder, given the consolidation that's occurred over these times. I heard about it. I think I first heard about it in the context of, it must be the street performers on like Hollywood Boulevard. You know what I'm talking about?
Give me a little bit more detail on it.
What happened is, and this has happened sometime, I can't even speak to how long ago it was, maybe the 90s or something like that, early to mid-90s possibly, where some of the people that own the property of the characters, people would go out and just sort of get, you know, act and perform on the street as like Spider-Man or Freddy Krueger. I remember specifically in terms of Freddy Krueger because there was a fight one day and the guy was dressed as Freddy Krueger, like actually stabbed somebody with his costume piece. And
oh, yeah.
So a comedian had made a joke about this actually happening. I don't know if it was California, if it was in New York, but this sort of thing was occurring in all of the major cities where these performers would go out and they would use copyrighted materials that you could buy or you could make yourself and perform and make money off of. And at one point, somewhere along the way, it became a thing where to do that, the police, we're trying to avoid the whole political thing, but you know, let's touch on it. The police and the government are trying to enforce this idea of intellectual property on people, even if they made it and own it themselves, performing as these other characters.
Right. Now, and that I can't speak to the instance back in the 90s, but I can tell you about one recently that was a big deal. There were people that had done a few costumes, and they changed the names of the character, and I can't remember what their names were, but they'd take like a Wookiee or Darth Vader or a Stormtrooper and give them different names so as to avoid that copyright issue. Well, they ended up going out and doing birthday parties. Now, of course, that was for profit. And when Disney got a hold of this, because, again, they were making profit on it, when Disney got a hold of this, they weren't happy about it, and there was a substantial lawsuit filed. And I think that's where, you know, people that are in this community, they have that understanding that it's – and we've had our arguments over the years between certain members that, you know, openly admitted that I'm doing this for profit. And, of course,
I've seen it,
that's
frowned
upon in the community. Yeah. So I think one of the big things that the community just understands as kind of an unwritten rule is, hey, you know, if you're doing this for profit, we've got to kind of distance ourselves from you, because the problem is nobody wants that big Disney lawsuit. Nobody wants to run into that trouble. So there's very strict guidelines in place to avoid that kind of situation.
All right, go ahead.
No, that being said, there's no real way to enforce it. So if somebody were to buy a Stormtrooper costume, and this has happened, unfortunately. If somebody were to buy a Stormtrooper costume and wander around the streets on a blaster, with a blaster, acting as a Stormtrooper, if that were to happen, of course the police get involved. The guy wound up arrested, released with some kind of charge. But, you know, again, it goes within the community guidelines. We kind of all know, hey, you know, you can't be walking around with you've got to follow basic statutes and local laws. You can't be walking around with a toy blaster because, especially in this day and age, that's a good way to attract the wrong kind of attention, aka police. And we don't want that. You know, there's a time and a place for it. You know, there's cosplay conventions, there's charity events, there's days at the library where, of course, it's already been set in place with the establishment that, hey, there's going to be Stormtroopers here. They're going to have blasters. Is that okay? And we always ask as well, we don't just assume, okay, I can bring my 6-foot-long blaster and think it's okay. We always make sure to get permission from the location we're going to be doing the event at, because you don't want to run into that issue where, you know, it turns into a bad time. You definitely want to make sure that you're following those guidelines.
It's too bad that we have to actually consider following those guidelines. It's too bad, but that's a whole other conversation. In the context of the way things are, it's great that it makes sense that you guys do that, because it will separate you from an individual who just did it. I saw that video of that stormtrooper, that guy walking around. I probably saw it through the Kitfinders website, in fact. And so it definitely happens. We got to roll into a break, and then we'll come back here. We'll wrap it up with Ryan Butler. We've been talking about Star Wars cosplay and nerdy stuff. Having a little fun on Toward Anarchy.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with FrontSight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at FrontSight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Toward Anarchy is the name of the show, and I know it's such a scary word, and it was it probably broke so many people in their thinking that what are these guys talking about? It's called Toward Anarchy, and they're not screaming and hollering about being white guys who are being held down, kept down by the man and political correctness, even though the term and the words came up. No, we didn't talk about flipping over police cars, at least not us doing it. This is just an example of real people talking about real things, just trying to have a little bit of fun in the short time that we have here and not even consider the fact that somebody seems to think that they can live our lives better than we can ourselves, which is a weird thing to me when everybody I meet is like my guest Ryan Butler, just a person who wants to raise their family and have their fun and doesn't want to go around telling other people that they should do it his way, and when you can just come and bring that to everyone, someone just click and share. We're running out of resources. We're talking about Disney and Star Wars. You know, we love these things as fans. These things are core to our existence, and we take all the value in them that we can, and all the enjoyment out of them that we can. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's Disney. It's Star Wars. They're huge properties, and they're part of the consolidated media, and they're part of the controlled media, and they're part of everything that, in some senses, we stand against. Is that even fair to say, Ryan?
Well, yeah, I mean, to a degree, and there's. Go ahead.
No, it's a weird position to be in, to absolutely 100% believe in economically and fundamentally supporting the things that you enjoy and why, and being able to express how and why you enjoy them and why other people could as well, and why they have meaning to you, and yet at the same time know that at the heart of those core pieces, you know, there's something a little bit kind of leery to worry about, you know?
Yeah, and that's something that's been a conversation at least once a week in this community, that, you know, if this goes wrong or if that happens or if this guy does this, you know, this guy, there was an example back in May, I think, where a guy was selling, now this goes into the minutia that we were talking about earlier, he was selling fully built R2 kits, and of course Disney laid down the ban hammer on him, filed a lawsuit and a cease and desist. And it's one of those things, you're always worried that one guy's going to do something and it's going to shut down the fun for everybody else. If, for instance, the guy that was walking around with the blaster, if Disney decided at any moment, they could say, you know what, we'll just hire our own guys and you guys won't be doing charity events anymore, and just, you need to shut down everything and be done with it. And that's always the fear. I think everybody in this community at one point or another has had that fear that, you know, somebody's going to do something that is inappropriate, or they're making profit, or they're selling intellectual property complete, you know. And that's one of those concerns where everybody's like, you know, we love doing this and we love giving back, and we're afraid that eventually, you know, that's not going to be the case anymore, that we're not going to be able to do this, or that we're going to have to be officially hired by Disney to do it. And that's a scary thing, especially when people talk about the word lawsuit. And that comes up a lot in this community, a lot. And you have a little bit of fear behind it. But that fear also keeps a lot of people from doing some of the crazy things that we've seen. That
Fair
doesn't
enough.
Stop everybody. That doesn't stop everybody, but there's a constant fear of that. And I do think it's an unsettling feeling, you know, and as the person who created Kitfinders, I feel it too. I'm always worried that I'm going to say or do the wrong thing and upset the wrong person, and then, you know, we're not going to be able to enjoy that anymore. And I think that's a healthy fear that's shared throughout most of the community. Everybody I've talked to at least feels that way.
That's right. Healthy fear.
Yeah, but it is ironic. It's something that we enjoy, something that we've grown up as kids all the way up until 99. We're adults now, right? And we still hold on to this childhood love of a franchise that just has meant so much to us. And at the same time, there's that fear, and I hate to say it, you know, but it's almost like the Empire at some point is going to come in and want control again. You know? And that's
Well, there's and an irony that's there. The big fear came up, of course, initially, immediately, as soon as there was talk of a sale, as soon as that came up.
Right.
Hey, right. You got a couple more minutes for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll go into a break real quick, and then I'll come back, and we'll ask Ryan 6 questions.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
And this is the sound. This is the sound of government sucking that hard-earned money out of the pockets of those guys that are working down there. That's government taking their share. I'm putting the quotes around the word share there. We got Ryan Butler for just another couple of minutes, because I have to ask the questions. I have 6 questions for you. I don't know if the word's gotten around to you yet or not, but I ask this of all of my guests now. They are simple one-word questions. And all I'm looking for is binary answer, yes or no. I don't know where I'm going with the data, but I'm collecting it. I'm writing it down. I'm storing it, and we'll see what your answers are. You ready?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Question number one, property.
Yes.
All right, yes. And we are off. Question number two. Voting.
No.
All right. Question number three, police.
No.
All right. Question number four, free market.
Yes.
Oh, drop my pen. Hang on. Okay. Question number five. And this is with the letter B, borders.
No.
All right. And final question, number six, money.
Yes, I got to say yes.
All right. Right on, brother. I appreciate you taking the time, man. It's been great talking to you. It's great to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be on the show today.
I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's one of those things. It's like, man, do I want to spend an hour doing something other than what I want to do? But you know what? It helps. The idea is that I bring people in to talk about their thing. And boy, you know what? When I bring people in and they're talking about their thing, it sure makes it a hell of a lot easier for me to do my thing because I just let them talk about their thing. All right, brother, you take care, and I appreciate it, and I will I'll reach out to you a little later and share the archive and everything with you.
Cool. Hey, man, have a great day.
Thanks. Take care. Ryan Butler, my guest, and you can find him by going to towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date. It's Sunday, September 29th, if you didn't know. For many days, I don't know. I probably wouldn't know generally as a matter of just a daily thing, except for the fact now that I have this. I this one thing that I feel is important in my life that is mandatory. I got to be there at a certain time, this show. And so I know what date it's on, and I know who's coming up. Next week, Kelly Patterson joins me on the show, and we'll talk about cop block, and we'll talk about cops, and we'll talk about police, and we'll talk about policing and police accountability. And we'll get into the big question, and we'll spend some time on it because I know this is a topic. You know, the six questions that I ask all the guests, police being one of them, it's one of the ones that gets a pause or gets a, you know, it's a pause. That's what it is. It's the, am I answering this question honestly, or am I answering this question in a cognitive dissonance way? I guess that's the only way to, am I letting my own cognitive dissonance get in the way of what I know is morally correct? And police is one of them. Money's the other one. You notice Ryan there at the end. He's like, is it a necessary evil? Do I have to think about it? He had to think about it for just a second. And I imagine that the thought process is something like money. What is money? Money? Oh, money's a tool. Money's something we use to exchange things with. It's not inherently evil because it's a tool. Money. Yeah. You make that association. You know, some of the other guests I've had, they've given out the answers. They've paused on money as well. And I have a no, at least one no answer. If I'm remembering right, maybe Nikki Lynn. Yeah. So I have one no answer on money. And of course, I'm the economy guy, right? I'm think of everything's in terms of investment versus return, and so everything's economy to me. Literally everything in life has to be. It has to make sense, because if you are not first and foremost in your life, if your personal economy, if capitalism, if being the head of your own personal economy is not the priority in your life, you better be, even if you don't understand the purpose of economy and the point I'm trying to make. in so much as investment versus return. Everything is investment versus return. It's this paper that I have to write. I've written most of it. I just have to get it up there and post it. On the difference between an intrinsic value and subjective value of anything. And I've made that argument before, that everything has value. Just because you don't place a subjective value in it doesn't mean that the item itself doesn't have an intrinsic value, and that there are very few things that fail to make that particular function of the money thing. If you go to towardanarchy.com, in fact, right on the front page there, I share some of the articles that I've written, and it's explained under that what is Bitcoin, money, currency, or something else, that idea that I'm just hitting on right there. But go click on today's date and pull it up. You'll find Ryan's link there, Star Wars Kit Finder. It's a link to the Facebook page. It's a fun page to watch and follow, even if you're not going to get involved in it. It's fun to just watch and see, because again, it's a real thing. It's something that real people are out there doing, and people like Ryan who have the anarchist view. I'm doing the quote thing. I'm letting you get away with it for today. For today, we'll put anarchy and anarchist in quotes. But just for today, I'm giving you a week to get it out of your system. By next week, you have to understand you are an anarchist. We live in anarchy. We've been doing this long enough. You don't get to make the time frame switch anymore. We make it now. what else is up there? The OK sign now being used as a symbol of hate. This thing's ridiculous. Political correctness, culture, just silly. It all began when I believe it was police officers in particular in the South. And one of them, or maybe multiple of them, did the ninja thing. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the ninja thing? Ken, do you know what I'm talking about? Are you listening to me? Or are you doing something else? I know that you have other stuff that you're doing. You know what the ninja thing is, though, yeah? Well, okay, and I'll clarify that. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It was a 4chan thing that has put us where we are now. But I think the thing that began it first was this picture of Southern police officers, and they were doing the ninja symbol. And what that is the okay thing, but you have to place it under eye level, and you can't say a person's name. You have to trick them into looking at your okay symbol somewhere, and if they do, you get to slug them. It's just a stupid game between males that's been played since before, I'm sure, before I was a child. It's been called different things. The most recent I remember was ninja, and that was it. And you would have to like say ninja. Different rules, different places where you play it. But the idea is that you have to trick somebody without saying their name into looking at your OK symbol. And that's what they were doing in this picture. But then it got up on 4chan, it got around social media, 4chan, and got on social media, that it was a racist thing because maybe the cops turned out to be racist, possibly, or was put in that context. Look, the OK symbol has been used for a lot of things. Go pull up your browser and type in OK Illuminati symbology or Illuminati symbology and look around and like Lady Gaga. Actually, here's a beautiful Here's a perfect one that you can go and look at just for a teaser, and you'll be doing us all a big favor. Go to towardanarchy.com, click on today's date, or actually you don't have to do that. Just go to towardanarchy.com, click that, scroll down to the bottom, and at the bottom, right in the very middle, at the bottom of the page, there's the red play button. It's a white play button with a red square around it. It's YouTube. Click on the YouTube channel, pull up YouTube, and click on my videos and scroll down and on where is it which one is it why am I not finding it, why am I not seeing the one that I want to have up there. Oh, because it's on the okay, so you have to go to my subscriptions and go out of the We Are Changed Colorado page. Oh boy, this might be more trouble than it's worth trying to actually get you to go there. I'll share the link next week. But okay, it's a video that I shot, real video, like rock video, that I shot of my friends, the Wandering Monks, performing live on stage. It was just an impromptu thing. I grabbed a couple of low quality, high definition video cameras and stuck one up in the rafters. And then I walked around with the other one and just caught this great performance, this great live performance of the Monks. And God, I can't believe that I can't just get to it easily from my own page. That's terrible. Make me sad. But it's just the imagery that I show throughout it is it's Illuminati into imagery, because that's what the song is about. It's referencing Illuminati and the ties, one of the big symbols is the OK over one eye, and it's supposed to be 666. So this is a thing that's been going on for a long, long time, since before Chan, before 4chan, even before the cop thing. This is something that has been a reality for a long, long time, the potential for the OK symbol to be more than just a game, or more than just somebody say, OK, you got it, we're OK. You actually have to like force yourself to stop using the symbol. I have to remember to share that link with next week, because you'll love those videos and those songs if you're like me and you value the art in them as opposed to maybe the type of music. It's not your thing. I'm a metalhead. I'm not necessarily a funk rap kind of guy, but it's amazing music with a message. And of course I was there and I was participating in it, and that makes all the difference in the world as well. But just the message itself, and it shows that symbology. If you're at towardanarchy.com and you're on today's date, you'll see that link where OK's sign is now a symbol of hate. But then I follow that up with another story that popped up on the Daily Caller. That's just the pictures and the tweets, and there's one tweet in particular. It's an apology from somebody who is some White House staffer or congressional staffer or something like that who did the OK symbol. As far as I know, I'm trying to remember. It's a non-thing for me, that it's weird. You just click on the link and you can see that the picture is up there. It shows all of these leftists right at the top, in fact. The next new sin. They're all sins, brother, especially individualism, freedom, liberty. These are all sins, and they're sins that we're all going to pay for a long time to come, before freedom comes back around on the old timescale clock, I'm afraid. That's why we have to do it individually. That's why we have to live in anarchy. Right at the top of that page, if you click on that link, you see Obama. He's at least doing it under the shoulder. See, for it to be legitimate, I gotcha, Ninja, I get to punch you. It's got to be under eyesight. In fact, if I played some rules, it's got to be below the waist. But that can be painful, because one of the rules is that you could try to break it if you know it's there. You can see it peripherally, but you can't like actually turn your head and look at it. So if you see it, you can see it peripherally, you can try to break it. So if you're holding it over the wrong spot below your waist, that could actually be pretty painful for you. But they're not playing a game. Maybe he is. He's holding it under. Let's see. White House intern, December 28, 2017 show. And then this is back in 2017. This has been going on for years that they've been talking about this white power, this ridiculous idea that this is some symbol. And now, it, of course, it's been adopted in response. It's been adopted by them. I can't blame them. I am what you say I am. Mr. Eminem, Mr. Slim Shady. Marshall Mathers. According to scholar research, the historic OK hand sign has been adopted by the alt-right as a sign meaning white power. Please observe this useful guide. They're being very, it's a very sarcastic but educational tone. And of course, if you hold it up, the OK symbol, you hold it up, it can say OK if your fingers are in the right position, maybe a little bit down. But if you hold all three of them up, it kind of forms a W and a P with your hand, sort of. I mean, if you twist your hand, it's ridiculous. I'm so tired of stupid stuff. Let's see. White House intern Jack Brewer posted a picture with the president. And let's see. That would have been Obama. No, 2017. No, I guess not. I don't even know who the president is. I don't care. Daily Caller researched, did some notable political leaders and activists of the day to find out how prevalent this secret message is. So every leftist, they are, it's tongue-in-cheek presentation of it. They're making fun of the ridiculousness of it. They really are, I believe. Yeah, they all use it. There's Clinton over and over again, both Clintons, Obama. Oh, there's Bernie, kind of. I mean, his hands barely work at all. Good old Bernie. I have notifications on YouTube. I never have notifications. New subscriber. Yay. Recent one. That's awesome. Hey, you don't know how that is. That's awesome. You guys are cool. You got to share the links. You got to share the network. You got to share the show. Oh, there's Nancy Pelosi doing it. And who's that lady? Debbie Wassmiller Schultz. That's not boy. They're just. yeah, I love it. Who's that guy? De Blasio, yeah, he's doing it. Oh, man. What are you going to do? The links are up there, towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date. You can see it for yourself. I promise not to mention climate trolls and the historical use of children by political groups to sow fear and create division. You're already aware of this, right? You know they do that. So I don't have to mention it. You're up on things. If not, children have been used historically by political groups to sow fear and create division. We're coming to the end of the show. We got one more short segment to do with you. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
I think I should really take this song out of the rotation, actually. And it's not because I don't love Corrosion of Conformity, but that song really makes me mad because, one, you can't vote with a bullet. It doesn't work. There's no point to it. There's just another dictator waiting behind to take a bullet. And there's a whole bunch of people behind the previous dictator ready to deliver some bullets to you. So voting with a bullet is just a ridiculous notion, as ridiculous as actual voting itself in my own estimation. But one of the things, like if you were to go to YouTube and pull up the official Corrosion of Conformity video for Vote with a Bullet, at the end it gives some garbage about actually go out and show up at the ballots. And of course, again, personal opinion, but it's a personal opinion based on clear observation and understanding of history and understanding of economics and understanding of math. Basic simple math, just the idea that your vote is worth anything statistically is laughable in the greater scheme of things, and especially when there's a questionable amount of participation in voting from any one type of vote to the next, whether you even get a say in it at all in our supposed representative democracy, local, national, and state representatives are constantly passing laws and codes and other tools to generate revenue or otherwise tell us that we can't do things that other rich people can, rich or connected or both people can, all the time, constantly. They do it all the time. There's no question about it. I'll share this link with you next week just to talk about the hate symbols. Producer Ken mentioned something during the break about a list of them by the ADL, and I saw 214 simple results, and there's hand signs, there's neo-Nazi symbols, gang signs, KKK, white supremacist, prison gang symbols, and it's numbers and images, and I don't deny that they exist. Believe me, I understand symbology. I get it. I actually even know a tiny bit of sign language. I understand symbology. I know where it comes from, and I know it's used, but I think it would, Ken and I were discussing during the break, it devalues the reality of things that really are tools of hate groups and secret societies to communicate with each other. And that's unfortunate because that allows the conspiracy thing. That allows the tying of real events and people and ideas and practices that cause you and I to have to take a break from our daily anarchy that they do to us every single time. We're out of time. Got to go back next week, 1 to 3 p.m. Central, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you. Take care. It's Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.